Hello there and good day everyone. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher. I'm your host, Masoud.
Woke up with the light, a sky so blue upon my eyes, with a thankful heart. Today is another brand new start. I feel so positive. Just wanna do my best and show this world I'm living in all of the love that I can give, give, give.
There are many things that I can do.
Many things, yeah.
That can make me feel so close to you.
To you, to you, to you.
When it comes to talk about philosophy, there are always two, you know, categories of philosophy being talked about. And it's about, you know, the philosophy coming from the ancient Greece and the philosophy coming from the Muslim lands. So the Western and Islamic philosophy, this shows the significance and, of course, the authenticity of Islamic philosophy, which is established and considered as one of the, oldest types of philosophies to emerge. However, it is important to know that everybody almost knows that medieval Western world came to know and appreciate the basic Greek works of philosophy, of course, through the works of Muslim philosophers. It was the translation of the Arabic versions of Aristotelian corpus, the commentaries and the abridgments, which produced a cultural turning point in the intellectual history of the Western world. This shows the great contribution of Islamic philosophy, of course, to the field of philosophy in the world. It is also important to notice the fact that there were great Muslim philosophers at that time that not only just developed their own and Islamic types of philosophies, of course, but rather they begin to translate and bring to the world the other works of philosophy by other philosophers, especially in the ancient Greece that we just, you know, talked about that. Today we're going to talk about Ibn Tufayl, who is considered as a polymath, a Muslim polymath, of course, a writer, novelist, Islamic philosopher, Islamic theologian, physician, astronomer, and of course a court official. Let's know more about him. Brother Yasser Ibrahim talks about Ibn Tufayl's biography and writings.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Today our program deals with another of the Islamic greats, one of the great and maybe one of the first Islamic philosophers, those who went beyond the material realm and started to discuss the metaphysical realm, that is the soul, and the journey that the human soul takes from this infant or this material self to reach this perfected self or self that has been self-realized. Abu Bakr Muhammad ibn Abd al-Malik ibn Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Tufayl, known in the letter as Abu Bakr, the first great leader of philosophical thought in Mawahbid, Spain, was born in the first decade of the 12th century at Godix, in the province of Granada in modern-day Spain. He belonged to the prominent Arab tribe of Qais. Al-Malakushi traces his education to Ibn Bajjah, which in view of Ibn Tufayl's denial of acquaintance with him is incorrect. He started his career as a practicing physician in Granada and through his fame in the profession became secretary to the governor of the province. Later in 1154, he became private secretary to the governor of Ceuta and Tangier. At that time, a son of Abdul Mu'min, the first Muwahid ruler of Spain, was captured in Morocco in 1147. Finally, he rose to the eminent position of the physician and qadi, or that is the judge, of the court and vizier to the Muwahid Khalif Abu Ya'qub Yusuf in the year 1163, whose personal interest in philosophy and liberal patronage turned his court into a galaxy of leaders of philosophical thought and scientific method and made Spain what R. Burford calls the cradle of the rebirth of Europe. Ibn Tufayl enjoyed enormous influence with Khalif Abu Ya'qub Yusuf, and it was he who introduced Ibn Rushd to the Khalif. That is, Ibn Tufayl introduced Ibn Rushd, who ended up being his successor, to the Khalif. Ibn Rushd later reports this event and describes how Ibn Tufayl then inspired him to write his famous Aristotelian commentaries. Ibn Tufayl resigned his position as court physician in 1182 due to old age and recommended Ibn Rushd to be his patron and his successor. He, however, continued to retain Abu Ya'qub's esteem and after his death in 1184 gained the favor of his son Abu Yusuf al-Mansur. Ibn Tufayl died in Morocco in between 1185 and 1186. It is stated that al-Mansur, the Khalif himself, attended to his funeral and his funeral preparations. Ibn Tufayl was the author of Hay ibn Yaqdhan, meaning alive, son of awake, also known as Philosophus Autodictatus in the West, a philosophical romance and allegorical novel inspired by Avicennism and Sufism. Inshallah, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio and the program The Teacher. We're talking about the contributions of Islamic philosophy to the world and, of course, Muslim philosophers. Then we talked about Ibn Tufayl as a great example of Muslim philosophers. However, what is really interesting about Ibn Tufayl is that not only he was a Muslim philosopher, but rather he was a novelist and a writer at the same time. So definitely by listening to the previous part, you could find out about what we're going to continue to talk about. It was the mixture of philosophy and literature which, you know, manifested the very abilities of somebody like Ibn Tufayl. Besides this, of course, he was also a theologian and a physician and astronomer, but more importantly, a philosopher and a writer. Ibn Tufayl tried to, mix the both areas of literature and philosophy to complement each other, of course, through his novels and writings that was talked about, of course. However, what is exactly the relationship between philosophy and literature? How philosophy and literature come together? Why Ibn Tufayl started to write, you know, this novel and try to bring these philosophical ideas into that? The reason perhaps could be very simple to talk about, and it's that since there are many complications in philosophy, and the, you know, philosophical issues are not in a very simple language, and it is sometimes hard and difficult for some of us to understand all of it, then literature here is helping to simplify these complications of philosophy in form of simple writing and sentences, or kind of, you know, a story with different characters, which are, you know, all together showing the same complications of philosophy that we were talking about. So literature helps philosophy to be simplified, to be more understandable and even sweeter for everyone to read and study about.
Mountain, I'm thinking about your creation. It's so beautiful out here. A symphony of nature.
Thank you so much, everyone, for staying with the program The Teacher. You were listening to iRibe English Radio. We'll have you hopefully again in the next episode of this program. Just don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Till that time, God bless you all. Have a nice time and goodbye.
Allah, 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 Allah. I see the sun, the stars, the moon. I join them all in praising you. Allah. The ocean that makes us blue to the universe. Hey, we shot to see the world from space. Yeah, subhanAllah, the creator.
Allah, Allah, Allah,
Allah. Oh, oh, and it's taking my breath away. I'm so thankful I can say, just say.